From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, Monday said he has no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian agents.
We still have not seen any evidence of anyone that from the Trump campaign or any other campaign for that matter that's communicated with the Russian government.
Nunes said he has no plans to expand an investigation already underway, but the top Democrat on the panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, said no conclusions have yet been drawn.
I think it very important, having been an assistant U.S. attorney for 6 years, that when you begin investigation, you don't begin by stating what you believe to be the conclusion.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer said months of investigations and media reports have yielded nothing substantive.
We have now for 6 months heard story after story come out about unnamed sources say the same thing over and over again, and nothing's come of it. We've heard the same people, the same anecdotes, and we've heard reports over and over again. And as Chairman Nunes very clear today, he has seen nothing that corroborates that.
Lawmakers in both chambers of Congress are looking at details of findings by the U.S. Intelligence Committee that Russia meddled in the U.S. election in an effort to help the president defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton. Gambia's President Adama Barrow Monday fired the head of the armed forces, General Usman Baji, and dismissed a number of other senior military officers, all holdovers from the long autocratic rule of his predecessor, Yahya Jammeh. The director of the prison system has been arrested, along with several suspects of the alleged death squads. The head of the country's intelligence agency was also sacked last week. Jammeh, a former military officer who seized power in 1994, went into exile last month after losing a December 1st election to Mr. Barrow. This is VOA News. In western Mosul, Iraqi forces have seized a damaged bridge across the Tigris River, linking the cities east and west, a key objective in an effort to ease the flow of supplies and reinforcements in the battle to retake the city and defeat its Islamic State defenders. Iraqi Brigadier General Mohammed Shakir Jawdat said the assault has resulted in numerous casualties, caused mostly, he said, by mortars and gunfire. Meanwhile, thousands of an estimated 750,000 civilians trapped in western Mosul have fled the fighting. The U.S. Defense Department has presented the White House a strategy for an accelerated campaign to defeat the Islamic State. A Pentagon spokesman said it provides a framework for a broad plan and looked at the IS group globally, not just in Iraq and Syria. But Northeastern University political scientist and terrorism analyst Max Abrams said there would be no easy or quick defeat of the jihadist group.
Even the very best counterterrorism strategy would not be able to do that. The reason why is because Islamic State, although it's been heavily attrited both in Iraq and in Syria, is still a very large terrorist group which is very decentralized and geographically dispersed.
The strategy review is said to include not just a military component, but ways to cut IS financing, recruiting, and propaganda. A U.S. federal appeals court has turned down the Trump administration's request to put its travel ban case on hold until the president issues a new executive order. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals gave no reason for its ruling. The same court upheld a lower court decision suspending Mr. Trump's executive order of January, temporarily banning travelers and refugees from 7 countries, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Late Monday, the U.S. Senate confirmed Mr. Trump's nominee for Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross. The vote enjoyed bipartisan support, 72-4, 27 against. Ross has been critical of China's trade practices and opposes multilateral trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact that the U.S. withdrew from soon after Mr. Trump's inauguration. Japan's emperor and his wife traveled to Vietnam Tuesday, their first visit to the country once ruled by Japan's military. The imperial couple expected to visit Hanoi and Hue and meet with family members of some of the Japanese soldiers who stayed in Vietnam after World War II. South Africa said Monday the number of rhinos poached for their horns fell 10% last year to just over 1,000. It's the second straight year of decline, but conservationists argue the rate of poaching remains alarming. U.S. stocks Monday ended slightly higher, the benchmark Dow Jones closing at a 12th straight record high of 20,837. Meanwhile, new orders for U.S. manufactured goods rose in January after 2 straight months of decline, helped largely by aircraft orders. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.